Sybil.
It is a very, very apprehensive good morning, Mr. Murphy.
I understand totally. Our celebrity guest co-host today, none other than Sherry Shepherd. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Yeah. Hola.
Hola, that's all I know.
Ooh, you about worn yourself down. You just finished that wrap-up on the production of Cinderella on Broadway, correct?
I just finished Cinderella. I'm trying to get my voice back. That was wonderful.
You were wonderful.
Yeah.
If you didn't get a chance to see Sherry on Broadway making history with Kiki Palmer, it was a loss. And hopefully a lot of people did come in and have the opportunity to be graced by your performances.
We sold out the house. It was only 3 seats left my last night. So I thank all my family that came out, my cousin Peaches, and everybody that just came out.
Peaches and them came.
Needed money to get back home, but they came.
And you've got a new movie coming out next month with Chris Rock. Right.
Top 5 with Chris Rock, J.B. Smoove, Kevin Hart, Cedric the Entertainer, Ben Vereen, Gabrielle Union, Rosario. Who's not in top 5? Whoopi.
Really?
Adam Sandler, Ben Stiller. I play his ex-girlfriend, Vanessa.
And
Chris Rock's ex-girlfriend.
The heck out of this. It's too bad he couldn't get any big stars for it, though.
Yeah. Oh, my. You know what? Well, that's a testament to Chris. Everybody loves him, and it's a really funny movie.
It really.
So, please go out and see it.
The trailers are really good. The trailers are really good.
Well, we've got a difficult day ahead, I guess. Yes. You said an apprehensive morning.
Yeah, it's obviously we're in the wake of the decision in Ferguson in Clayton County, Missouri, where the grand jury came back and decided, based upon whatever evidence they got, and we are starting to see the evidence that they were presented. They decided to come back with no indictment against Darren Wilson. And as a result, now all hell has broken loose in Ferguson and in the areas around Ferguson, Missouri, some of the cities around there. The violence did erupt. My problem with this, Sherry and Skip, is they knew the decision was coming down because they said the decision was imminent, and this was about noon Central Time.
Right.
But they did it at 9 p.m.,
yes.
Made the announcement.
Yes.
Why?
The worst possible time,
yes,
to make an announcement.
Why in the world would you do this in the dark of night and know the kind of response that you're going to get?
That's
because
exactly.
McCullough had to write 400 pages to blast social media.
Right.
When he made the announcement.
So he needed that 8 hours in order to do that?
And why would you do a grand jury where we couldn't see a trial, where we couldn't see the evidence?
What you're saying,
deserve that?
I understand. It's difficult to give into public sentiment, but you know, when you have something that goes down of this magnitude, you have to have an indictment by the grand jury just so you can take it to trial, so we can see, you know, what's going on. And we were never able to really see the physical evidence, the scientific evidence.
Well, we will now, unfortunately.
That's, but look what's but, been but, done. But,
no, I know, Skip, but that's just the process. That's just the way it is.
Something needs to be changed then, doesn't it?
Well, the system is flawed, but it is what it is. And so now we have to go from here to first stopping the violence. Please, please, this does not make any sense. If we're angry, we do protest, but we don't burn, we don't loot, we don't do all of these things that they have done last night into this morning, still going on the streets. That's the first thing. That's not the response we need to take. No matter, and where are the National Guard that he called out?
Yes.
The governor supposedly set the stage for all of this with all of the National Guard that he was calling out. Where were they last night?
And you know, the violence is not the appropriate action.
That's not
the
answer.
You knew that was going to happen. You know, you kind of had a bad feeling from the start all along, and it rang true with no indictment in the case. But, you know, we've got to work together to fix the system that has allowed this to happen.
And we have got to work on the problem that we have known as racism in this country.
Exactly right.
We need to talk to the young people, too, because I think the young people, you know, I think it's older people know that violence is not the answer. I think you got a lot of angry young people. And I don't know, you tell me, Skip and Sybil, is there a voice that young people are going to listen to?
Well, that's a good question. That's a really good question because, you know, they were talking about, well, where are the leaders of the community? Where were they last night? And some of those said they didn't see them. Well, who was out there who was, you know, trying to help? And in the, 3 months that we've had since this horrific murder, who has been out there trying to coalesce? Who's been out there trying to talk to them, Sherry? And that's the question. But today on the show, Skip, we are going to open the phones at 1-800-JOINER-1, 1-800-JOINER-1, J-O-Y-N-E-R, the number 1. And you can call in, and like Sherry has said, we are looking for, especially for young people who have a lot of frustration that they want to voice, mm-hmm. and we want to start some conversations and maybe get some answers as we go along. But this morning, the Tom Joyner Morning Show is yours. We do have a special guest. We do have Faith Evans in this morning. But while we are enjoying the great new CD of Faith Evans, we also want to hear from you because this situation will go on.
Yeah.
And we do need to have some conversations.
And you see that faith in the judicial system has deteriorated.
Well, not that Faith Evans, but the faith.
Yeah. No, we have faith in Faith Evans.
Faith in faith.
We've always trusted Faith Evans to bring it.
Amen.
Faith in that judicial system. But, you know, and we do have to honor Michael Brown's father's wishes because he said, you know, hurting others or destroying property is not the answer. We got to protest. Just got to be peaceful about it.
It doesn't make any sense to
and don't tear up your own neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what? As a mother, my heart goes out to Mrs. Brown as a mother. My son Jeffrey is 9 years old, and when he goes past the police, we live in Harlem, mm-hmm. and he says, "Good morning, you know, officer." And there's something in me that goes, at some point, I have to teach you. You're going to distrust these police officers because mm-hmm. I don't know if they're going to be working for you or not.
Right.
Yeah.
If they're going to protect you.
Putting yourself, Sherry, in Michael Brown's mom's shoes, could you even begin to imagine something like that with your son?
No, the heartache, the pain that your son won't even have his day in court, that this man won't be, you know, tried. We can't see anything. I mean, what kind of closure do you get? Do you ever get closure? My heart breaks.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
For Mrs. Brown.
There will be other efforts to bring Darren Wilson to justice because there will be the Justice Department is doing their due diligence in investigating and perhaps bringing this. There will be the possibility of a civil trial. But as you said, Sherry, will there ever be complete closure? And we can ask Leslie McSpadden is Michael Brown's mother. We can ask her if we can pretty much answer that, as you said, as a mother, will you have closure? But we can ask mothers of other boys who have lost their lives as a result of this same kind of craziness and injustice. And is it ever over?
It's a travesty.
It's frustrating when you look at what happened with Trayvon Martin.
Exactly.
And then you go to Michael Brown, and mm-hmm. then you even go further back, Rodney King. I mean, it's and people say, why are you so mad? Why? What, you know, you start seeing a pattern.
It's a mockery of justice, really. And you know, Sherry, it's sad, but it's not surprising. But as Sybil mentioned, we want to hear from you. We want you to express your feelings. Let us know how you think of this entire situation. Phone lines are open for you to express your feelings at 1-800-JOINER-1. And, of course, you can text us. Text Tom at 646464. It is 10 minutes past the hour. 10 past the hour. Faith Evans will be joining us for an in-studio jam right here in the Red Velvet Cake Studio on the TJMS. Coming up in a few moments.